Welcome to The Grind, the realest show ever. Real people, real life, real insight. We bridge gaps through unscripted conversation, improvising, adapting, and overcoming life's obstacles. There is life outside of the box. Take a chance on you today. Enjoy the show.
The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr. Big Star.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291. The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr. Big Star.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Wake up, everybody. Wake up. Welcome to The Grind this morning, live and in living color. Guys, I'm telling you right now, I'm super excited for all of you that are jumping on right now, listening to The Grind. It's a brand new day, a brand new opportunity to do something great. A brand new you, because the you were yesterday is not the you that you are today. Hopefully that's the case. Hopefully you changed something about yesterday and you didn't bring the bad stuff from yesterday into today. So today is a brand new day. You're not looking back on what happened. You're only reflecting back so that you can move forward to the next level. Guys, what is it that you What is that thing that you've always wanted to do, and what's the thing that's always held you back from where you're trying to go? If you think real hard, you can come up with that thing, both of them, the thing that held you back and the thing that you really, really want to do, because it's all about what you want. What do you want? At the end of the day, we know what we need to do. We know what we have to do. Sometimes it's necessary. But at the end of the day, what do you really want? Because it's all about what you like, right? And we're going to talk about the look back here in a moment, all right?
Hey. I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So go on and get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Stop to tell for dinner. Coolio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac. Girl, let's put some money. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Say the word and we go.
Damn.
You can be my flica. Girl, I'll be a flico mamacita. I would never make a promise that I can't keep. I promise that your smile ain't gonna never be. Shopping sprees in Paris. Everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it you?
Is it me?
Is it me?
Say it's us. And I'll agree. For you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
That's what I like. Y'all know y'all singing that song right now, man. Some of y'all know the whole song. Some of y'all just know the hook. I don't care what it is. Y'all singing that song. I don't know a person in the free world that don't try to sing parts of that song when it comes on. Even if they're singing it in their head, they're a little bit, they're tapping their feet. Maybe they're just moving their big toe. But that song right there, man, is lit. It really, really is. Bruno Mars, man, he hit the nail on the head with that one. Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all something that my wife said yesterday, and I told her I was gonna tell it. So, you know, it was funny. We were talking about something, and she sometimes makes up her own sayings, and which is cool with me because everything was nothing at some point in time. So everybody somebody made it up. Let me put it that way. If you look at the seat you're sitting in right now, somebody had to visually create that, mentally create that seat, visualize it, and then physically create it. So you know what? My wife sometimes creates her own little sayings, and I ain't mad at her, right? Because she told me the other day, she said something about, you know, waking up on the right side of the bed, but she didn't say that. I don't know if that's what she meant, but she said, you know, we were talking about something, and she said, what? You know, yeah, you know, it's about, you know, somebody woke up on the right patch of lettuce or something. And I was like, huh? I'm like, I gotta write that down. And I was serious. I'm like, I gotta write that down because it's crazy. And at the same time, it's funny. And you can make it whatever you want to make. Remember, Bruno Mars says it's what you like, right? Whatever you like. But what is it that you like? Some people don't even know what they like. Some people don't even know, you know, you can make up a saying that, you know, you woke up on the right patch of lettuce or the right side of the lettuce or whatever it is. You can make up your own saying and be dedicated to that thing and it becomes reality, right? So it is what it is. But what is it that you like? Man, I call this Reflection Tuesday. Yeah, it don't rhyme. It ain't Take It Back Tuesday. It ain't Touch Up Tuesday. And it ain't Transformation Tuesday. It don't rhyme like that. All right. This is the realest show ever. It's Reflection Tuesday. It is what it is. Y'all deal with it. But you know, as always, if you want to talk about it, the grind lines are always open. Guys, 678-744-6188. 678-744-6188. All you gotta do if you wanna be live on the grind. Guys, text me your number. Tell me you got something to say, and I'll definitely put you on live here on the grind, all right? So 678-744-6188, all right? Don't have much time, but this going to be a short show today because we are on the move. But look, Reflection Tuesday, I call this the look back. But we know that when you look back, sometimes you got to stop. You got to slow down. Not stop, but you got to slow down. Some people do actually stop to look back. But every time you look back, you got to slow down. Right? In some way, you slow down because when you turn your head, you lose your focus on what you're looking at, what you're striving for, right? So the look back, the full-fledged look back to see who's behind me is going to slow you down. Here's a thought. Why do you even care who's behind you? Why is that even a concern? They're behind you. I saw a post the other day. It was a young lady she was on the pull-up bar. And she says, I see you talking behind my back. Good thing you're behind me. Who cares who's behind you? Let them talk. I don't even know what the show is about, but that's good. I like that, right? So sometimes you have to look back or you got to reflect back on where you were. I'll play something for you guys right quick. It's real quick. It's just a short intro. Listen to this right quick.
Welcome to The Grind, the realest show ever. Real people, real life, real insight. We bridge gaps through unscripted conversation, improvising, adapting, and overcoming life's obstacles. There is life outside of the box. Take a chance on you today. Enjoy the show.
So that was the first intro for the grind. Now let's reflect back a little bit, all right? Because what I did was, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you guys, because everything big was once little. So let me keep it 100. I went on Fiverr, and I got somebody to do an intro for the grind. Am I ashamed of that? Heck no, man. I was balling on a budget. I didn't want this show to cost me a whole bunch of money. So I went on Fiverr, I paid about $10, $12, I think, you know, for that intro. So Fiverr ain't Fiverr all the time, y'all, for y'all that just didn't know it. So I paid the money for the intro, small sum of money, and I was stoked about that intro. I was excited. I'm like, man, that's pretty cool. You know, and I even asked the lady, can you do it in different voices? Can you do it in Germany? Can you do it in French? Can you do it in your UK English tone voice? And then she was like, I don't have all those voices, but I can do it definitely in traditional English. And I said, okay, cool, good enough. You know, so she dropped it for me. And I was excited about that. 10, 12 bucks I paid for that intro, right? Time went on in the show. I was listening to some other shows the other day, you know, and man, it blew my mind, you know, because of the content. The content is always, I'm just going to be a little biased. The content's always been great on the grind because we keep it real, right? It's the realest show ever, unscripted conversation. You know, we say the things that other people think because they need to be said, right? But we do it tastefully. So when I started to listen to other shows, I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool because I can see where I was. I can see how my content had grown. I can see how more relaxed I was. I can feel and see, you know, how, you know what, maybe I need to go back to doing some of that stuff. Maybe I got away from that. So it was the reflection back, right, on what was happening. But everything evolves. Everything grows. Everything changes. The things around you change. Whether or not you change with it is up to you. Right. So we have to constantly evolve. So we have to reflect back because reflecting back takes no time. Right. Then I hooked up with a gentleman and he gave me this intro.
The Grind. It's The Grind with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Now, I didn't reach out to that gentleman. He reached out to me. And he said, you know what? He said, I got something for you. And I said, sir, I said, who are you? Now, keep it real. I ignore him for like 2 weeks. I mean, he kept telling me, you know, give me a call. I'm like, who is this guy? And I'm like, what in the world's going on? I don't even know you like that. So I had to put my pride in my back pocket, and I had to see who this guy was. I called him up after 2 weeks. He said, my name is such and such, and you know, I'm the producer. He says I'm one of the producers from the D.L. Hughley Morning Show. I'm like, they want me to be on the D.L. Hughley Morning Show. I'm like, this guy calling me. So I had to get myself back in check, because what he really had from me was this intro. He said, look, man, I've listened to some of your content. I've listened to the show. I'm excited about it. He said, man, I think you're doing great things. He said, and I want to drop something on you. He said, look, I normally charge like $500-$600 for the intros. And I'm like, really? Is it like that? He said, yeah. He said, but I'm going to drop this intro on you. I'm only going to charge you $200 for it, because I believe that you have to make an investment to see where you're going. So he charged me $200 for that intro. But this dude was the one of the executive producers, and he's the guy that puts together the show, and he drops the intros for the D.L. Hughley Morning Show. I was excited about that. Adopted into The Grind. And I said, you know, this is awesome. You know, this is awesome, because, you know, when you're really thinking about where you were and where you are right now, it's the essence of how you grow. Because you have to know, right? If you don't reflect back on where you were and where you are, then you won't really know where you know how you grew. You won't really know the fine intricate details of what you did to grow you and to grow your business. You can use that as a stepping stone, because now you're looking back to say, okay, I've done certain things that I maybe gravitated away from. Now I can get back on those things and get back into the essence of what I used to do. Or you can say, man, I remember when I used to do that. Now I don't do that anymore. So the look back is serious. Now, you can look back, but when you look back, guys, you can't be on the move. It has to be that moment when you're just down and you're like, you're just like sitting there with nothing to do right at the moment, and you just take a serious, serious look back. Like I did the other day. I just took a look back, listened to some stuff. I kind of lingered there for a moment. It was a part of my daily plan, right? I lingered there for a moment, and I looked. I listened, I learned, and then I said, you know what, let me reassess, let me readjust, and let me move in a slightly different direction on the same path. So when I did that, I said, you know what, it's time for a change. It's time for a change. The look back, the reflection, put me in an entirely different mindset. So by doing that, you know, it created an entirely different perception of where I really wanted The Grind to go. So I got on the phone with some people. I started to revamp some things, and I started to think about doing different things. And I said, you know, okay, so let's pull all of this together. Now, I've always prided myself on being patient. You know, there's moments when I have impatience, when I wanted things to kick right away. But everything is done in God's timing. So I have to make sure that I'm doing things decent and in order, and I wait to do them the right way, because I want it to be right. I want it to be 100%. I know it's not going to be perfect, and we make mistakes, we fail at certain things, but I want my failures to be minimal, because I want to do my homework. I'm not going to deliberate long, but I'm going to make sure that it's right. So, you know, I got some people together, and I'm, you know, guys, in this thing, you know, you always have a core team that you deal with. And let me give you guys a very interesting statistic. You know, some of you have been listening to The Grind from day one. And, you know, I put my hands together, I clap, I say thank you so much for chiming in and being a part of The Grind, being a faithful listener. It's people like you that move this show and help bridge gaps. And but the statistic is this, is that your whatever you're doing in life, I don't care if it's a radio show, I don't care if it's a talk show, I don't care what it is, whatever you're doing, statistically, your audience is going to change 2 to 3 times, right? If you're in a nutshell, what it's saying is that you're typically not going to finish, or you're typically not going to take your journey with the same people. Your audience is going to continually change. Now, change isn't always people moving away from you. Change could be more people added. Change isn't always you having to just leave something behind or abandonment. You take pieces. People are going to fall away from you irregardless of what you do or say. It's the way it is. People are going to be added to you because of what you are appealing to. How are you identifying with them? You will never please everybody. It's impossible. As a matter of fact, the mass majority of the people, you're not going to please them. As you're on your ascent, as you're climbing that ladder of whatever the thing is that you want to do, if you're looking to please everybody that's around you, you're fighting a losing battle, right? So that's why we say eyes forward, don't look back. Just reflect back on where you were and understand that change is inevitable. And it's going to happen. Allow it to happen, but don't get caught up in it. Don't keep looking back, trying to figure out, is mama and daddy and them, auntie Annie and all of them, are they coming? Are they ever going to pay attention to what you're doing? Are they ever going to join your business? Are they ever going to buy some products from you? Is my pastor ever going to come on my TV show? Is my pastor, you know, ever going to come, you know, and watch me play football or watch me at the whatever event you're at? Is Uncle John ever going to actually come and see me play the violin? Whatever it is, stop looking back on it. There, you don't have eyes in the back of your head. Your eyes are in the front. Face forward, soldier. Look forward. Move forward. The people that are supposed to be with you, the people that are supposed to move with you, they're going to move with you. Irregardless, they're going to move with you. And here's the key. Here's the key. If they don't move with you, don't get mad at them, because they're moving in their own direction. And even if they're not, who cares? It doesn't matter if the magical H word pops up, if they hate on you, who cares? Move forward, blinders on. You need to focus on the prize. Move from spot to spot. As far as you can see, run to that spot. And I promise you, when you get there, you can see even further. So the look back causes you to stop, causes you to slow down. Learn to continually throughout your path and your journey, learn to reflect back where you were. It'll keep you humble. It'll keep you thirsty. It'll keep you appreciative for the provisions that you've been given and for the blessings that God has given you throughout your journey. So guys, reflect on your life every single day. Be humble and understand that where you are, you didn't get there by chance. This is a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. And people are helping you do what you do. Appreciate them. Respect them. And the people that are not, guys, just move past them. The only way that you can really, really purge something or somebody, guys, is if you stop holding a grudge. If you stop saying that, you know, it's because of this person, that person, they, them, and those, all of those T's. When you let that go and you take responsibility for everything, guys, your life just magically starts to get better. Things just magically. So, guys, I love this song. Thanks for chiming into The Grind, guys. That's the show for today. I love this song. There's something about it that I absolutely like. And maybe it's just the music, but I like everything about it, guys. Thanks for chiming to The Grind, guys. Go out and make today a great day, a winning day, guys, and reflect back and maintain your humility, guys, and go out and win. God bless you guys and have a great day. See you guys on Thursday, 8 a.m.
I'm feeling something, something different. When you left, my picture changed. I was blinded, I'd not envisioned the same face in a different frame. And I